Next time on Willing to Adapt.
Today we are talking about F. Scott Fitzgerald's The Great Gatsby, but we are also talking about Baz Luhrmann's 2013 film version of The Great Gatsby.
You know how I am about movies.
Well, why would you have seen it? You hated the book.
So,
I've read it 3 times.
It's not a long book.
No, it's not.
It's like, what, 150 pages?
Yeah.
Yeah. I forgot how short it was.
Yeah.
He wastes no time.
No.
In this book. What would you say the American dream is, like, in...
You mean besides, like, a home and apple pie and things like that?
What it boils down to is the American dream, and specifically with Gatsby, the way it, like, ends up being inverted, is he becomes successful through unsavory means. Mm-hmm. Gatsby, he's accessible, yet mm-hmm. larger than life. Because in the book, when you read it, they really build up this, who is Gatsby? Like, what is he? Where did he come from? How did he earn his money? And the mystery, and the fact that he's throwing these gigantic, crazy parties and stuff. Like, there's such a mystery about him. The book also deals with, like, the changing style, the changing reforms, and the culture shifts and stuff going into the 20s.
People want greater. They want something bigger. And I think Fitzgerald captured that really well.